Ka te ake rā e te winau mai hoki mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. I te simatanga mai o tēnei haore i whāriki hea ngā kōrero e pā anaki ngā niho o ngā nepa me ngā kōhunga hunga i roto mai te tai tokirei. Taira wātu ki tāma ki makaurau. Engari kei runga i te wāia kōrero i tēnei wā ko tākuta Tim Jellyman. Hā kua tai mai ki te kōrero e pā anaki tēnei kaupapa. Me tāhuri ake ki te reo Pākehā ki te pōhiri i aia ki uta. Tēnā koe, Tim, how are you this afternoon?
Kia ora, well, thank you.
Just before we get into our kōrero, can you introduce yourself to the listeners here in the far north, who you are and where you're from?
Kia ora, I'm from England originally. I was brought up in Auckland and trained as a paediatrician. And this work we've done is with the University of Auckland.
Awesome. So recently we've seen an article come out showing the findings of the University of Auckland study, and it says that 41% of the children from Auckland and Northland have one or more decayed or missing or even filled tooth. Can you give us a little bit of kōrero about the findings in this kaupapa?
Yes, so 41%, that's a high rate. And that's taking in all of them. But if you look at half of those, so 20% of the whole group, were four or more filled or decayed teeth. So you're getting quite a severe rate of bad teeth, which is obviously a concern. It's a concern we've had for a while.
So just having a look at this, the kōrero, 59% of those kids were from Māori or Pacific Island descent. Do you think that a lot of the issues that these tamariki have or these children have are due to dietary things that are given to our tamariki, fed to our tamariki, or is it just something that happens over time or lack of brushing teeth and things like that?
Well, it's probably there's a number of levels of things which would be causing this. One would be lack of fluoride. We have fluoride in toothpaste and fluoride in some town supplies, so that's a protective factor. Then if you look at diet, key thing really is sugary drinks or sweet snacks between meals. They're the things that really cause the decay in teeth. There's a few other factors, but they would be the major ones that I'm aware of.
The research finds that there's a number of underlying issues, and some of them are from, as you said, the lack of, what was the word, sorry?
Fluoride in the water.
And I think that obviously sugar is a high one, especially for Māori and Pacific Islander children. And when we look at 59% of all of those children, you know, that's a large number of children here and only the Northland that have been dealt, you know, the sugary card over the years. And coming into Easter, how important is it for us to raise awareness for our dental hygiene?
I think it's really important. I think it's things we have to, as whole community and whole whānau, we need to change together. And it's making sure, I guess, the shifting from sugary drinks to water, prioritising water as the first drink that you take, and keeping sugary things just to specific times in the day with meals, so that you're cleaning your teeth after the meal. So it's a, I guess Easter's a difficult time, isn't it? Because there's so much chocolate and sugar around, and we don't want to ruin the fun either. So it's really just making sure after sugary things that we're getting in there with a toothbrush and modelling that for our children, as well as helping them clean their teeth. And that's just a sort of life habit, and it's really good to get in early. With those habits.
I remember when I was back in school, there was a group travelling around and they had a box of things, you know, ranging from toothpastes and toothbrushes, and they raised a lot of awareness. There was a bunny rabbit. I can't remember what it was. Do they still have that initiative in schools, do you know?
now, I'm not sure. I know when we were doing the research, our researcher found out about a supervised toothbrushing scheme in Whangarei schools. But I'm not sure up your way. I'm sure there is stuff happening, but I don't know personally about that.
Oh, okay. So that definitely was a good COPA because it raised awareness, taught kids how to brush their teeth properly. So in terms of the research that you have done and in your findings in this mahi, is it evident to see that not a lot of parents have engaged in continuously brushing their children's teeth or practicing dental hygiene every day? Was it something that you noticed was evident in your research or...?
We did it. This research was just looking at the big numbers, so we can't really say, we can't sort of pin it down more than that. But what I would say is all of our responsibility, parents and community, that we're just sort of making this a standard health practice.
Definitely. And highlighting that you can go to the dentist for free up until you're 18 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, so we should be taking every advantage of that. And even when they're young babies, getting in early, you'll get an invite for a new baby. You know, they get enrolled in the oral health service, and then they'll get an invitation to go and see someone. And if you haven't in the first year or two received that invitation, you should contact the regional dental service. And I'm sorry, I haven't got the number for you, but we should get that for you so that you can get your tamariki, your pipi and your tamariki checked.
Awesome. That's awesome, kōrero. So thank you for coming on our show to have a little kōrero about this kaupapa. Can you just share a little bit of tips for those whānau in terms of dental hygiene and ways that we can help our tamariki and prevent those numbers from rising in future researches?
Okay, when it comes to toothbrushing, supervise your young children and model it. So clean your teeth at the same time as they clean theirs. They love copying what you do. Demonstrate how to work around their mouth and make it fun. Treat it as a fun activity. And I think it's making it a regular habit. And then it's the sugary drinks. I think we sort of need to be much more positive about water as a great drink to have. I mean, water is the most wonderful thing. And once you get to know its taste, it's something that you'll enjoy for life. And so being really positive about water as a fluid of first choice. I think that's putting water out at every meal, that sort of thing, as the first thing that you reach for.
Ai, tēnā koe. And that is something that I think everyone that promotes any kind of healthy lifestyle highlights that water is the best substance for our tinana. So thank you again, Tim, for coming on our show and having a kōrero about this kaupapa. And we look forward to having more kōrero with you in the future. But for now, I heard someone knocking on your door, so we better let you go.
Look, thank you very much. Really appreciate your interest.
Ka pai. Ka kite. Ka te ake rā I tātou mā kuia, ko te reo kōrero o tākuta Tim Jellyman. E pā ana ki te hauora a nihoa o ngā tai tamariki I roto mai I te tai tokerau, me tāmaki makaurau, no reira I roto I tēnei wāhanga o te tau, tata ake tātou ki te wāhanga o te āranga, no reira me kaha ake tātou ki te tautoko I o tātou tamariki. A no reira I tātou mā me haka I re ngā kōrero I konei pia mō I nei kōrero, e haere ake nei ko te waiata kimihia mai ia me sirika. Mai tonu mai.